Perhaps you noticed the seeming contrast between the readings assigned for us on this, the second Sunday in Lent. We hear of God's beautiful, hope-filled promise made to the newly renamed Abraham and Sarah. The psalmist's song of unending praise for a God who is always with the poor and those who are suffering. Paul's reassurance that God's faithfulness holds for all who come to him. And then that gospel reading, full of rebukes and crosses and suffering and death. But if we look more closely at that gospel reading, we might notice that there's not as much of a contradiction as it seems at first. We might notice something that Peter and the other disciples seem to have missed as well. Jesus taught his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo suffering and be rejected and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Jesus was making a beautiful, hope-filled promise to his disciples. And what followed could have become a discussion about the resurrection instead of, or at least as well as, a teaching about the cross. If only the disciples had asked about that instead. But like the gifted teacher he was, Jesus went where his students led him. They weren't able to get past the first step, to see over the burden of fear and sorrow and confusion created by the first part of Jesus' teaching. And rather than stretch to look, they, under Peter's usual bold leadership, attempt simply to reject it. And we know, in fact, that they never did quite manage to hear that last part. Perhaps it was simply too much for their brains to take in. For surely, if they had, they would have been standing vigil at his tomb on the third day in fearful but joyful anticipation. But we know they weren't. Because rejection and suffering and death, that they could believe in. But to believe in the resurrection, well, that was simply asking too much. And so they fought. Peter rebuked Jesus for even naming what was waiting for him, for them. "You can't say things like that, Jesus. You mustn't think like that, Jesus. We will find a way to win, to defeat those who oppose you, to change the world without losing you, without losing ourselves." And Jesus rebuked Peter right back. "Your mind is set not on divine things, but on human things, Peter. You are thinking about this the way humans think, not the way God thinks." For Peter's thinking, human thinking, our thinking, assumes that there have to be winners and losers. Good versus bad. Us versus them. And Jesus' teaching had loss and victory all wrapped up together. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection reveals the inadequacy of thinking in terms of winners and losers. Because in him and through him, there are no losers. God has not pit us against each other, but wants us to live for each other, to lay down our lives for each other, and so rise to new life, holy and whole and beautiful. This is what Lent is about: preparing ourselves for this work of self-giving, and of resurrection. It is a journey to the cross and to the tomb and through to the promised Easter garden. But through is the only way to get there. There can be no resurrection if there is no death. And that is another side of this oh-so-human mistake. The disciples couldn't hear the good news of the resurrection through the fog of their fear of death, but somehow simultaneously, we try to simply refuse the truth of death and just jump straight to the resurrection. This inclination is one of the reasons we bury the Alleluia for Lent, to remind us that we are on a necessary journey and we cannot just skip to the celebration. But we want a world of justice and peace without having to let go of a world in which we have more than we need. We want a world of racial equality without having to bear the full weight of sorrow for the hatred that exists. We want a church that feels like it used to in some misty past, and so refuse to truly let go and discover what could be born anew. We want our relationships to be meaningful and strong without doing the work of reconciliation or self-giving or even deep listening. We want to be holy and good and healed without having to confront discomfort or resistance, our own or others. We don't want to die. We just want to be reborn. But it doesn't work like that. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. Follow him all the way to Golgotha, all the way to the tomb, and out again. No skip steps, no holding back. And it is hard. Jesus does not pretend otherwise, but by setting our mind on divine things, learning how to think in God's way, we can walk the road with Jesus, confident in the beautiful, hope-filled promise of new and abundant life that awaits at resurrection.